the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat. What?
I think they missed out. Welcome to the
Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet radio on the
Let us to rewind.
Anyways, I was saying I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
You know, we just don't have any of that here.
What?
Well, that stuff, but we also don't get a paycheck.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
It's a hint, Joe.
Not, you know, you're driving me nuts. I can't. What do you mean? Every time we show up on the show, you give me a hint, and it just drives me absolutely bonkers. I mean, bonkers, and I cannot believe that.
You're stressing out, aren't you?
You're stressing me out. I had 5 more minutes to go with that.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going for 5 more minutes. I do have a question for you, though.
This is very stressful.
No.
Okay.
No. What do nearly half of all American workers admit to not using? And keep it clean. It's radio.
Oh, bummer.
Nearly half of all American workers admit to not using.
The workspace properly?
Well, yeah, that especially here. I walked in this morning and said, who let the bombs out?
Who let the dogs out? Oof, oof, oof. Oof. Woof?
Yeah.
When does a dog say woof?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
When does the dog say woof, Cat? Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Other cat will see.
When it gets into the gasoline and then one's closest to the campfire, it goes woof.
Oh! Oh, we're starting out really well here, aren't we?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Yes, yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
What?
What's the answer to nearly all Americans who do not admit to using?
Vacation time. Vacation time.
Well, wait a minute. They pay you to go on vacation, you don't go on vacation?
Yeah, because you know why?
Now, wait, that's about the dumbest thing I've heard this side of the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, it's because there's workplace stress. They're too stressed to go on vacation. And they don't go on vacation, so they're stressed.
We need what's-her-name's moment at this time. Can we talk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I have a top 5 list.
Excellent. 5 items that we're going to go through.
No, we actually have 10.
Will you stop stressing me out?
We have 10.
10.
10.
That's double.
Yes.
5 to 2. It's 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
5 times 2 is 10, yes.
Excellent. 10 items.
Mm-hmm.
10 best things to say if you're caught sleeping at your desk.
Number 10. They told me at the blood bank this might happen.
Number 9. This is just a 15-minute power nap like they raved about in the time manager course you sent me to. Yeah.
Number 8. Whew. I guess I left the top off of the whiteout. You probably got here just in time. That made Dave laugh.
Yeah. You're not supposed to tell all our public secrets on the air.
Sorry.
Yeah. Number 7. I wasn't sleeping. I was meditating on the mission statement and envisioning a new paradigm.
Number 6.
See, I said paradigm.
You did. I was testing my keyboard for drool resistance.
Number 5. I was doing a highly specific yoga exercise to relieve work-related stress. Are you discriminatory towards people who practice yoga?
Oh. Mm. Number 4. Why did you interrupt me? I had almost figured out the solution to our biggest problem. That was me sleeping. That's
yeah.
The problem.
Number 3. Oh, man, the coffee machine is broken.
And along with that, number 2, someone must have put decaf in the wrong pot.
And then number 1, best thing to say if you get caught sleeping at your desk.
Amen.
Now, that's one way to relieve stress.
Yes. Well, I have a treat for us this morning. I work in a cubicle.
Okay.
And the guy in the next cubicle is one of the funniest people I've ever met. Not because he tells jokes, but because he has this form of self-inflicted Tourette's. He'll be sitting there and he'll be working, and something will make him upset, and he will just be like, bleep, 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 to no one in particular.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty funny. The first couple times I thought, wow, he's really giving somebody the business. No, he's just yelling at himself. Anyway, I managed to get a hold of his work performance evaluation.
Where we
work, we have to fill it out ourselves first.
Uh-huh.
We have to give ourselves an evaluation, and then we compare it with our bosses.
They never believe me when I fill out mine.
No, they don't?
No.
You say you're superhuman?
I am the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, well, this is, his name can't be mentioned, and neither can where I work, but this is what he filled out on his own.
All right.
So, you want to read the questions, and I'll read the answers?
All right. First question. Has your job changed significantly in the last year? And if so, how? Have you been involved in any additional activities or projects that you are not in your position description?
No, my responsibilities have remained the same over the past year. All I do is do more of what I did yesterday.
Hmm. How has your job performance been in key areas in the last year? Has goals and or objectives outlined in your last review been met?
Well, I think that my job performance this year has been great. I've only ruined one keyboard, 5 pencils, only asked the person behind me to stop swearing 3 times, and I've stopped taking my antidepressant medicine. Life's good.
What was your most significant accomplishments and or contributions during the past year? Which parts of your job do you do best or most enjoy, and why?
Well, my major contribution this year was I didn't kill anyone. The most enjoyable aspect of my job is knowing that I will always be wrong, no matter how hard I try. I find this aspect very humbling.
Ow. What a great attitude.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
You should try to work with him.
Must be married. What elements of your job do you find most difficult or challenging, and why? What aspects of your performance or approach do you feel require improvement or further development of for greater effectiveness? Are there any problems outside your control which have reduced your ability to do your job?
Well, one of the elements of my job that I find most difficult is being a mind reader. But I'm getting there. By becoming a psychic medium, this should solve all my problems.
Oh, great. So he wants to become a psychic so he can look into the future to feel how bad he's going to be wrong about something else.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
Why do you consider, what do you consider to be the most important goals or objectives that you need to achieve over the next year? And what action will you take to accomplish them?
One of my goals for next year would be to be able to understand everything that I was not told. I will accomplish this by bugging meetings and getting information from informants. I could also wear in my ninja outfit so no one would see me. If all of those ideas fail, I plan on becoming a psychic medium.
See, this proves he shouldn't have gone off the medicines. Sorry. What are your career interests, including the types of assignments or position you would like next? What training, development, guidance, and support would you best further your career according to those interested?
I'm interested in any department other than marketing. I heard the creative department was hiring a cleaner. I'm interested. But overall, I like working here. I'm usually bored, though. But I come in, I stay 8 hours, sometimes more. I do what I'm asked, even though I'm not quite sure why, and I'm usually wrong 100% of the time. If I was given the proper information regarding the business and allowed to try some of my own ideas, I think it would be a great place to work. Ow.
See, now he's conflicted.
Yes, he is.
No. See, in his earlier statement, he said, I'm always wrong. And now he's saying, I'm usually wrong 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So he's totally stressed
usually
out.
Usually 100%.
But that means
the guy has some math skills he needs to work on, too, apparently.
Butterbing.
Sorry, guy that works in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, he said, can I hear this when you're done?
No.
This is a lot like the boyfriend that, you know, I talked about his lying about being an alcoholic to get out of dating me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so excited that I talked about him on the air.
That he's now drinking.
That he made his friends all listen to it. So I imagine this will happen
we
too.
We doubled our listenership?
We did.
All right. Yes. Woohoo.
Oh, my.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. I founded Dumb Criminals.
Ah.
About workplace stress.
Dumb Criminals.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called He Puts the VP in Very Stupid.
Shall we?
Yes.
In these hard economic times, it's not very comforting to know that someone of the people who put us in this mess might be the ones who profit most from it. At least we can take a small bit of comfort knowing that some of these golden parachutes will have a hole or two in them.
DailyTech.com reports that one company executive got busted for embezzlement when he left the evidence sitting on his desk for the whole world to see. In this case, the executive, the vice president to be exact, worked for Fry's Electronics. He was not only taking money from the company, but also getting huge bribes from suppliers in the form of money and free trips to Las Vegas to gamble and win more money, which doesn't just make him greedy. It makes him a whole new level of greedy. It's a level of greedy that greedy has never seen. It's a greedy that makes the late Kenneth Lay go, darn it!
He got caught when he left some spreadsheets on his desk detailing the bribes he was receiving. This makes him the first man in the history of white-collar crime to leave a physical paper trail for the authorities to find. The only way it could have been sweeter is that if one of these pieces of paper were stuck to the bottom of his shoe. Another executive found the spreadsheet on his desk and reported them. Then everything went downhill from there. Officers picked him up at the company's headquarters along with the evidence in his office and a new copy of Rock Band 2. Now on sale at all participating outlets. Yeah.
Yeah, cover your tracks. If you learn nothing else from that, cover your tracks. Yeah.
You've gone through all of these years of successfully bribing people. You're going out the door and you leave a spreadsheet.
Yeah. He was an organized pilferer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except his brain got left at home that particular morning.
VP, very stupid.
Yeah.
I've got some one-liners.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, no, I mean about workplace stress.
Oh.
I found some one-liners. Some of them are oohs and some of them are oohs.
And there's another. There's one here that goes, aw. Now, can you figure it out?
So, I'll start out here.
Okay.
A computer does save time at work. I can play solitaire without having to spend all that time shuffling real cards.
Well, that's true. When an employment application asks who is to be notified in case of emergency, I write, a very good doctor.
After many years of trying to find steady work, I finally got a job as a historian, until I realized there was no future in it.
Oh.
It gets worse.
Oh, I tried to be a tailor, but I just wasn't suited for it, mainly because it was a so-so job.
Well, I got a job at a workout center, but they said I wasn't fit for the job.
But wait, there's more. I attempted to be a deli worker. But anyway, you slice it. I just...
Read the script before the show, Joe.
Never. I attempted to be a deli worker, but anyway, you slice it. I just couldn't cut the mustard.
I tried working in a muffler factory, but that was exhausting.
I once was a lumberjack, but I just couldn't hack it, so they gave me the axe. Hacks it. Talk about reading ahead.
Do you think our listeners are laughing quite as hard as we are?
I hope so.
I used to work in a shoe factory. I tried, but I just didn't fit in.
So you might say you slipped out of that profession.
Oh.
I became a professional fisherman, but discovered that I couldn't live on my net income.
My last job was working at a coffee shop, which was kind of funny because I did work at a coffee shop and I got fired. Don't ask how. My last job was working at a coffee shop, but I had to quit because it was always the same old grind.
What? The workers at the Federal Mint went on strike today? They're demanding to make less money?
Think about it, folks. Time release humor. Oh, that's funny. Law of employment. When leaving work late, you will go unnoticed. When you leave work early, you will meet the boss in the parking lot.
Absolutely. I earn a 7-figure salary. Unfortunately, there's a decimal point involved.
Yes, sir. Oh, my. Well, if those weren't good enough.
Oh. I mean, yay!
I have a little story.
I'm stressed. I don't know if I should be up or down here.
You're stressed?
Stressed.
Oh.
I know what will relieve the stress.
What?
Coffee.
Have some more coffee.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, there's a lot of jokes about stress on the internet.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. And this was, you got to think about this for a moment.
But wait a minute, before you go on there, I haven't seen anything about mailman stress jokes. Postal workers?
No, going postal, no. Wow. I don't know if I found any of that.
It's probably best not to put it in here.
Probably.
Give suggestive ideas.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But this is something that makes you go, Last week, a friend of mine went to a seminar called Stress and Disease by Dr. Nicholas Hall, an expert in psychobiology.
Okay.
He gave an example of a coping skill for job stress that I would like to share with you.
Uh-oh.
When you've had one of those take this job and shove it days, try this.
Take this job and shove it.
I ain't working here no more. That's all I know of it. On your way home after work, stop at your pharmacy and go to the section where they have thermometers.
Huh?
Thermometers, you know, for like when you're sick
to check
your temperature. You will need to purchase a rectal thermometer made by Q-tip. Be very, very sure that you get exactly this brand.
I can't say nothing, folks. But go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, this is going to be bad. When you get home, lock your doors, draw the drapes, and disconnect the phone so you will not be disturbed during your therapy. Change to very comfortable clothing, such as a sweatsuit, and lie down on your bed. Open the package containing the thermometer and remove the thermometer and carefully place it on the bedside table so it will not become chipped or broken.
Take the written material that accompanies the thermometer, and as you read it, you will notice in small print the statement that, quote, every rectal thermometer made by Q-tip is personally tested, unquote.
Now, close your eyes and say out loud 5 times, I am so glad that I do not work in quality control at the Q-tip company. I am so glad that I do not work in quality control
at the Q-tip company. I am so glad that I do not work in quality control. Yeah.
You know, when they write these things, you would think some people would read them.
But you think,
evidently
you think.
Not.
No, apparently not.
That's funny.
I have something interesting that maybe my coworker needs.
Yeah.
The resignation letter we would like to write.
Oh, I have a quick story if we have time about that.
Oh, you go right ahead.
Back when I worked in a company called Cellular One up in Wisconsin, which is no longer, so I can talk about them.
Okay.
We had this Canadian manager, and, you know, he was notorious for, like, hey, let's take a walk, let's go talk, and then you'd end up walking for 5 miles. That was his way of talking.
Hmm.
So I was getting pretty much... I was an engineer. I was filled up in my position. I wanted to move up to the next level. And he said that I could not.
Oh.
He basically told me, I will never promote you.
Oh, nice.
Because he didn't like me.
Oh.
He was skinny.
Someone didn't like you?
Well, he didn't like people of weight.
Of weight?
I was heavy set, and he was skinny, and he didn't like fat people.
Oh.
But he wouldn't tell you that directly.
Oh.
He just, anybody that got promoted was skinny.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I went on the internet, and within a week, I got a new job.
Yay.
And I wrote a resignation letter. And in my resignation letter, I thanked him for closing the door of opportunities at that existing company. I said if he wouldn't have closed that door of opportunity, I wouldn't have gone out searching and wouldn't have found a better place and a better job with more pay and better benefits. And so I was being funny and, of course, being sarcastic at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Somehow, that email got leaked to the whole company. And it was hilarious because they railroaded this guy and every time he'd go by, they'd applaud him and all do all this other stuff, just making fun of him. Because it's like, and I don't know how that letter got out.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine. But it was, you know, you never burn bridges when you leave a company, especially my industry.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, that was one of my finest moments.
That was a good flame.
It was a good flame.
Oh, my.
By the way, this guy ended up hitting a deer with his car and went back to Canada.
Eh?
Eh.
Okay.
No Canadian jokes inserted here.
I'm not. No. Dating a Canadian. Not going to tell Canadian jokes.
Oh, yeah, either.
Yeah, it's A.
Lulululululululu.
What was that?
What was that movie?
Is that a moose call?
No. You don't remember the movie about the two guys going after beer?
No.
Yeah, hey there.
Oh. Okay. Anyway, where were we? Oh,
back
yeah.
Back to the resignation letter we would like to write.
Yes. I am hereby officially tendering my resignation as an adult. I've decided I would like to accept the responsibilities of an 8-year-old again.
Woohoo! I want to go to McDonald's and think that it's a 4-star restaurant.
I want to sail sticks across a fresh mud puddle and make a sidewalk with rocks.
I want to think M&Ms are better than money because you can eat them.
I want to lie under a big oak tree and run lemonade stand with my friends on a hot summer's day.
I want to return to a time when life was simple because all you knew were colors, multiplication tables, and nursery rhymes. And that didn't bother you because you didn't know what you didn't know that you didn't care.
All you knew was to be happy because you were blissfully unaware of all the things that should make you worried or upset.
I want to think the world is fair, that everyone is honest and good.
I want to believe that anything is possible. I want to be oblivious to the complexities of life and be overly excited by the little things.
I want to live simple again. I don't want my day to consist of computer crashes, mountains of paperwork, depressing news, how to survive more days in a month than there is in money in the bank, doctor bills, gossip, illness, and loss of loved ones.
Oh, I want to believe in the power of smiles, hugs, the kind word, truth, justice, peace, dreams, the imagination, mankind, and making angels in the snow.
So, here's my checkbook, and my car keys, and my credit card bills, and my 4% 1K bill statements. I am officially resigning from adulthood.
And if you want to discuss it further, you'll have to catch me first, because tag, you're it! Isn't that cute?
I love you.
You love me. Yeah.
We are a big family with a knick-knack paddywhack. Give your dog a bone.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't quite the song, but...
Yo. I have another list.
List?
Yes.
List.
I have a top 6 list.
Ooh, cool.
Yes. These are the top 6...
Wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to have top 5 lists.
Yeah, well... They went out of business.
Okay, top 6.
Now they're humorlabs.com, so yeah. I've gone elsewhere.
Yeah, but see, they never were what they said they were.
Right.
So no wonder they couldn't sell a product.
See there?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the top 6 worst answers to the question, why are you leaving your current job?
Why are you leaving your current job?
Yes.
Okay. Number 6. I was fired from my last job because they were forcing me to attend anger management classes.
Number 5. Cigarettes are getting more expensive, so I need another job.
My old boss didn't like me, so one day I just left and never came back, and here I am.
Number 3. I get workplace stress that makes me really angry easily, and I went to jail for domestic violence. But I won't get mad at you, promise.
Number 2. I am an alcoholic, and I do not deserve my job. That was not a self-confession, folks.
Number 1. Well, you know, I'm really not a big learner. You know, some people love learning and are always picking up new things, but that's just not me. I'd much rather work in a place like this where the job is pretty stagnant and doesn't change a lot.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Every boss up there is like, stop it, you two. Stop it. You can't be doing this to me.
So, I have something else.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do.
Excellent, excellent.
This is something that would stress you out.
Oh, yeah.
This is the new restroom use policy at company XYZ.
Saddle up your seat belts. Put your table in the upright position. We're getting ready to fly, folks.
In the past, employees were permitted to make trips to the restroom under informal guidelines. Effective immediately, a restroom trip policy will be established to provide a more consistent method of accounting for each employee's restroom time and ensuring equal treatment of all employees.
Under the policy, a restroom trip bank will be established for each employee. The first day of each month, employees will be given 20 restroom trip credits. These credits may be accumulated.
Within 4 to 6 weeks, the entrance doors to all restrooms are being equipped with personal identification stations and computer-linked voice print recognition devices. Before the end of the month, each employee must provide 2 copies of voice prints, one normal and one under stress,
Why?
To the human resources department, because when you're waiting for the bathroom, sometimes you're under stress.
Will you hurry up?
The voice print recognition station will be operational, but not restrictive during the entire month. Employees should acquaint themselves with the station during that period.
If the employee's restroom trip bank reaches zero, the doors to the restroom will not unlock for the employee's voice until the first of the month. In addition, all restroom stalls are being equipped with timed paper roll retractors. If the stall is occupied for more than 3 minutes, an alarm will sound. 30 seconds after the alarm sounds, a roll of paper will retract into the wall. The toilet will flush, and the stall door will open. If the stall remains occupied, your picture will be taken.
The picture will then be posted on the bulletin board located in the employee relations office. Anyone's picture showing up 3 times will immediately be terminated and embarrassed to death. If you have any questions about this policy, please ask your supervisor. They have all received advance instructions.
There are just so many open opportunities to be bad with this one, but it's pathetic.
Awful? Yeah.
Could you know what, though, what's sad? Mm. I can actually see people doing this.
Yeah.
Because you have some employees who are constantly gone from their desk and heading to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in consequence, they're also the ones that seem to be outside smoking a lot, too.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing.
Where the rest of us poor saps.
They're playing solitaire when they're at their desk. I know. It's tough to be responsible.
Whoa.
Sometimes I'm responsible for things.
What's this foreign word you're throwing out?
I'm responsible for lots of things.
Well, wait a minute. We don't want to know maybe what you're responsible for.
The demise of humanity.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Come on, Martians. No.
We have some ruminations.
Ruminations.
Ruminations. Oh, the first one from the covert comic. Of course, when the jello hits the fan, everybody wants to take credit for it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if life gives you lemons, make a delicious lemonade. If life gives you a tennis bracelet, though, you know life is trying to make up for hitting on your coworkers after the office party. Wow!
Yeah. Huh. There's nothing more embarrassing than strolling into the office humming, "It's a hap, hap, happy day," then hearing the hushed whispers of coworkers and realizing it's only a hap, happy day.
So you were half off. Yeah. Hap off.
2 and a half's short.
I told my wife I would understand if she found another lover after I was gone, because life does go on and she is a beautiful, vibrant woman who should not be alone. However, I meant gone as in dead, not gone as in at the office.
That's all the time we have right now.
Oh. Why does the time go so fast when you're having fun?
I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.